thank you guys so much for tuning in, man. This is the first podcast. First of hopefully many, many podcasts we put out for you guys. I'm excited to be a part of this. Excited to share my opinions, my thoughts. And this podcast is for you guys as well. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your opinions. And like I said, this is the first podcast. So if you guys, man, see something I'm doing that you can help me with or feel like I should be doing better, please reach out, man. Let me know. Because once again, this is a podcast for everybody. I love people coming in and tell me their opinions as well. And as this podcast grows, as we get more followers, get more people on our side, you're going to see different changes in what we do here. So this is the first. This is not the final format of how we're going to do the show and what we're going to do. But I'm excited to get this launched off. This is something that talked about for a while now, and finally have an opportunity to share my thoughts and share my opinions about different things. This podcast is definitely going to be about sports. We'll throw a little bit of hip hop in there. You know, I love hip hop. Been a hip hop fan all my life. Also, you know, mainly going to be about basketball, Atlanta sports. We're going to dabble in a couple other, you know, sports, football, soccer. I love soccer, Atlanta United, international soccer, and anything else you guys want to talk about. You know, please let me know. Continue to push me and further my knowledge on different things as well. But tonight I just wanted to go out here and introduce the podcast and talk a little bit about the NBA a little bit, just for a few minutes. I was looking at the Western Conference mainly, man. You know, looking at the new way of basketball, you see the scores in the 120s, 130s, 140s. And you look at the Western Conference, man, and when you look up and down the conference, you see everybody's right there in the mix, except for the Phoenix Suns. They, you know, 5-12, 13, and that's something else I wanted to bring to you guys' attention. We're going to focus on real talk here, man. Stats are going to be important, but we're not going to look up stats, and everything doesn't have to be 100%, man. But everyone's still in the mix in the Western Conference, and it's very interesting to see, you know, teams like San Antonio, Houston, that are right now, if you look at it, 20, 25 games in, aren't in the mix. But I just want to see how teams like Memphis and even Sacramento and Denver, how they go through the long season, long process, how they deal with that grind of an NBA season, if they're still in that top eight at the end of the season. Main reason why, you know, you look at a team like San Antonio right now, 10-12 outside, actually 10-12 right now in the Western Conference puts you in 14th place, right above the Phoenix Suns. So it's interesting to me to see what's going to happen there. Do they make a trade? Are they confident in the team? You know, there's a lot of injuries going on right there. A lot of young players, a lot of new players that they brought in. And then also the Lakers. You know, you got to watch the Lakers and figure out and determine whether that's something that's going to stick there, where LeBron is surrounded by a lot of new pieces, a lot of young players. If that Brandon Ingram thing is going to work out. Brandon Ingram, to me, a lot of people, you know, you look at ESPN and a lot of other networks, and there's people in general are high on Brandon Ingram and feel like he was that piece that was going to put LeBron above the edge. He didn't have a player like that since he left Miami. And I feel like he's a middle-of-the-road player. I don't see what everyone else has seen in Brandon Ingram to get him to that next level. And also, within the team, it's an interesting piece as far as Lonzo and that Rondo. Who gets the minutes? Who's in the fourth quarter? You know, you, of course, you always like that veteran presence, that IQ in Rondo. Lonzo has shot the ball a lot better than his rookie year or even in college. He has that same kind of IQ. A lot younger though, hasn't seen a lot of things that Rondo has, and how those pieces fit. And going into the off season, I don't see them as a real contender this year. But going into the off season, what really are they gonna do to kind of make that fit for Lakers? I thought Korver would have been a good fit for them, bringing him in. But of course, he went to Utah. And there's a couple pieces out there to get this summer, so we're just going to see how that all fits. And right now you have the Denver Nuggets, and then of course you got Golden State near the top, and Portland has been, consistent. I won't say surprising, but they've been consistent in the sense that, they were the number three seed last year, and how that works out. But to me, it all goes down to, you want to get through the regular season and get your name in one of the top eight to get into the playoffs. Then it's all about matchups. If you get the right matchup, you can go far in the playoffs. And once Golden State gets healthy and right, of course that's the team to beat. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out west. Like I said, today is just going to be a quick podcast. I just wanted to test everything out, hear my voice, of course. Hear how to do the intro and the outro, and I'm going to try to do this 2-3 times a week. I have my partner more sauce. We're gonna link up and do some podcasts together, and we're still trying to work everything out. But right now, like I said, thank you guys for embarking on this journey with us and learning this podcast with us, and we're gonna bring you guys a lot of exciting news, entertainment into the podcast, and like I said, if you guys have anything that you guys want me to talk about, or have things I can do better, please reach out. We're also going to try to make sure we have questions so you guys can answer on the video messages, things like that. So for tonight, man, peace out. This is the first podcast, and we're gonna hit the ball rolling, and we're gonna see what we can do. All right, yeah. So, go ahead, hit the music on the outro, man. I appreciate you guys tonight, and I'll holler at you guys later. Peace.